This is the Game Act Hotline for March 3rd, 2007, episode 73.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more...
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, I want to go ahead and thank you guys for downloading another episode of the Game Act Hotline. First off, I'll be at GDC this whole next week. I don't know what I'll be doing for a show next week. Hopefully it'll be, maybe it'll just be what I, my opinions and what I did and all that stuff. So probably won't be the regular news show that we usually do. And, no one went for the contest this week. So we'll go ahead and we'll have the contest again. This time I'll add a pogo.com, item. So you'll get my special item, the Xbox 360 pins. And you'll also get a Pogo.com 1 month free subscription. I still have a couple of those cards, so I need to get rid of them. So anyway, we'll go ahead and just email me with the email show@gameacthotline.com or gameacthotline@gmail.com with the subject line contest. And we'll go ahead and we'll put you into the list. And hopefully you'll win and I'll send you out a new free gifts and things. Anyway, that's going to be it for this show notes. Let's get right into our video game news. On April 1st, there will be a new CEO at Electronic Arts, as Larry Probst, who became the CEO of EA in 1991, will be stepping down, with John Riccitiello becoming EA's new CEO. Riccitiello, who used to work in the company from 1997 to 2004, left the company to start as president and COO of Elevation Partners LLC, a venture capital firm. Larry Probst will now become the executive chairman of the board of directors for EA. Our next news story, early this past week, 87 of Konami's slot machines were removed by the Ontario Provincial Gambling Operator over the subliminal messages given by the machine. The slot machine were seen to give a picture of jackpot for a split second, making players spend more money. Konami says the problem is a software glitch and will be fixed shortly. Our final news story, Take-Two had two stories this past week, and both bringing bad news. First, Take-Two is in a court over the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas sex minigame, as they are now trying to negotiate with a federal lawsuit over them that may become class action if the negotiations fail. The second news story is that Take-Two announced a loss of $14 million during the last quarter of 2006, with most of it due to stock backdating charges. Okay, let me go ahead and give you the top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, God of War 2. For the PlayStation 2. Number 4, NBA Street Home Court for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Def Jam Icon for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Major League Baseball 2K7 for Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Crackdown for the Xbox 360. Looking at top games in Japan, number 5, Raitan Kyo to Shufujin na Machi, otherwise known as Professor Layton and the Mysterious Town, for the DS. Number 4, SimCity DS, for the DS. Number 3, Fire Emblem, Akatsuki no Magami, otherwise known as Fire Emblem, Goddess of Daybreak, for the Nintendo Wii. Number 2, Higurashi no Nakukoro ni Matsuri, otherwise known as The Festival When Cicadas Cry, for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game last week in Japan was Monster Rancher 2 for the PlayStation Portable. Looking at top games in the UK this week, last week, number 5, Need for Speed Carbon for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 for the Xbox 360. Number 3, FIFA 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Crackdown for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game in the UK this past week was Final Fantasy 12 for the PlayStation 2. Looking at new releases this week for the Xbox 360, Def Jam Icon by EA Games. Worms for the Xbox Live Arcade by Microsoft Game Studios. For the PlayStation 3, MotorStorm by Sony. NBA Street Home Court by EA Sports Big. Def Jam Icon by EA Games. For the Wii, there are no Wii games this week. For the Xbox, Major League Baseball 2K7 by 2K Games. For the PlayStation 2, Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories by Rockstar Games. Burnout Dominator by EA. Carol Vorderman's Sudoku by Eidos Interactive. For the GameCube this week, there are no GameCube games this week. For the PlayStation Portable, Carol Vorderman's Sudoku by Eidos Interactive. Pro Stroke Golf World Tour 2007 by Oxygen Entertainment. Burnout Dominator by EA. Pimp My Ride by Activision. For the Nintendo DS, Frisbee and Frisbee Golf by Destination Software. ATV's Monster Truck Mayhem by Destination Software. Shrek Smash and Crash by Activision. Rayman Raving Rabbids by Ubisoft. Harlem Globetrotters World Tour by DSi Games. Wario Master of Disguise by Nintendo. For the Game Boy Advance, Drake and Josh by THQ. Major League Baseball 2K7 by 2K Sports. For the PC, Titan's Quest, Immortal Throne by THQ. And the number one top game for this week is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 for the PC and Xbox 360 by Ubisoft. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come back with our video game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit it at seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's look at our game trivia.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Our first category is games with tanks. Number one, this Atari game had tanks, but also biplanes, jets, and some shots that ricocheted with 27 different modes. Number two, this tank game for the Commodore 64, Super Nintendo, Genesis, and Nintendo let your young kids play as their favorite tank in the town of Sodor. And number three, this Xbox 360 game let you play four-player multiplayer, three different modes, and 19 missions. All right, our next category, World of Warcraft. Number one, this is the world that World of Warcraft is set in. Number two, this is how many classes there are in World of Warcraft. And number three, this was the name of the plague that started from Hagar the Soul Flayer and ended up killing everyone, and even attacking non-playable characters. Alright, our final category, PopCap Games. Number one, this game was PopCap's biggest hit, with you moving gems around to create a combination of three or more. Number two, this is the city that PopCap Games is located in. And number three, this is the year that PopCap Games started. Okay, let's look at our final question. EA announced a new player for the cover of one of their sports titles. This time, it's for the NCAA Football 2008. Unfortunately, as a Sooner fan, my team lost to this player in the Fiesta Bowl early this year. My question for you this week is, who is this player and what college does he play for? Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll come back with the answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Deploying times now. Ground forces have been neutralized.
Immediately, advancement!
General! We are afraid!
You have miscalculated!
Hold your positions! Who is behind all this?
Command and Conquer. Red Alert. The ultimate strategy game for your PC.
Yes, but 90% of everything is... crud.
Sturgeon's Law,
the podcast dedicated to the 10% of everything that isn't crud.
Sturgeon's Law is on the World Wide Web at www.sturgeonslaw.com.
You want to make fast-running zombies like you see in 28 Days Later. That's very doable as well.
A gender-ambiguous elven wizard.
That's why he runs across cab drivers and donut shops.
I like Sky Age so much, I buy 10,000 copies at a time.
This is what the RIA position comes to. You, the one who pays for the music, are not entitled to use that in any way you want.
You are standing in an enormous hall with aircraft everywhere you look.
www.sturgeonslaw.com.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. Okay, let's look at our answers. Our first category was games with tanks. Number one, this Zarya game had tanks, but also biplanes, jets, and some shots that ricocheted with 27 different modes. And the answer is, what is combat? Number two, this tank game for Commodore 64, Super Nintendo, Genesis, and Nintendo let young kids play as their favorite tank in the town of Sodor. And the answer is, what is Thomas the Tank Engine? And number three, this Xbox 360 arcade game lets you play four-player multiplayer, three different modes, and had 19 missions. And the answer is, what is Heavy Weapon Atomic Tank? Alright, our next category, World of Warcraft. This is the world that the World of Warcraft is set in. And the answer is, what is Azeroth? Number two, this is how many classes there are in World of Warcraft. And the answer is, what is 9? And number three, this was the name of the plague that started from Hagar the Soul Flayer and ended up killing everyone, even attacking non-playable characters. And the answer is, what is Corrupted Blood? Alright, our next category, PopCap Games. Number one, this game was PopCap's biggest hit, with you moving gems around to create a combination of three or more. And the answer is, what is Bejeweled? Or you can also say Diamond Mine. That was the original name. Number two, this is the city PopCap Games is located in. And the answer is, what is Seattle, Washington? And number three, this is the year PopCap started. And the answer is, what is 2000? All right, our final question. EA announced a new player for their cover of their sports titles. This time it's for NCAA football 2008. Unfortunately, as a Sooner fan, my team lost to this player in the Fiesta Bowl early this year. My question to you was, who was this player and what college did he play for? And the answer is, who is Jared Zabransky of Boise State? I tell you, that's probably one of the greatest games ever played in college football. If you guys didn't check that out, I saw it and it was pretty darn good. So that's going to be it for this week. Remember, if you guys want to hear any more of our shows, you can go to our website at GameActHotline.com. You can also email me your comments, questions, or trivia that you'd like to hear at GameActHotline@gmail.com. If you guys want to phone us and put in a so that you guys can listen to yourself on the show, you can call us at 206-202-4367. You can also put yourself on our Frapper map located at the website. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, go ahead and do it through iTunes, Audio, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcast. You can vote for us at Podcast Alley, become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, or dig us at dig.com/podcasts. But that's going to be it for this week, so thank you guys for listening. You guys can turn your video games back up, and you guys have a great week.